Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special free coaching edition of the Best Ever You Show with your hosts, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, and Gary Kobat, Integrative Life Coach. Together, Gary and Elizabeth combine their expertise to help you live your life to the fullest and be your best. We'll be taking your calls during this live coaching show for the next 30 to 60 minutes. So contact us at 714-868-0220 or just relax and listen. Remember, you can also visit us online at besteveryou.com. And now, your hosts, Gary Kobat and Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Hi, everybody. Happy Memorial Day and happy Monday morning. I hope you're having a good morning so far. I know we're so grateful that you're with us for the Good Morning Gratitude Show on, I guess we're going to call it Best Ever You Show. So it's a Good Morning Gratitude Show on the Best Ever You Show. A little confusing, but we're going with it for a while until it sorts itself out. I am so thankful that I have Gary Kobat with me. Hi, Gary. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm awesome. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you. I had my green tea. I'm awake. I hear lots of kids and dogs and cats and hamsters in the background, and it's all good. It's all going. So it's a good morning here. And I think we've got some callers already lined up with us. So hang on one second, and we'll get to the calls. I'm really happy that you're all with us this morning. The intention of this show is just very simple. It's Good Morning Gratitude, and we don't really promote this very much until pretty much about 30 minutes before the show to just give people a chance who are listening to just join us. So call us at 714-868-0220. And I want to just stop and thank Blog Talk Radio this morning. Very big thank you to them. We're the number one featured show on Blog Talk Radio today. So thank you, everyone, to Blog Talk Radio for all of your support. Thank you, everyone, for listening, because with your support, we're well over a million downloads now, and we're over 200 shows. And I just want to thank you, and thank you, Gary, because, you know, I email you a few minutes before the show. Like, can you call in? And you're like, yep. So thank you for that.
It's my pleasure.
I appreciate it. And last week we had a nice show with Diane Diamond. I think she's here too. Hang on one second. Let's see. Diane, is that you?
It's me.
Hi, Diane.
Hey, Diane.
All of us. Hi.
Good morning.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Yeah, last week we had a really nice chat to kind of kick off the show. So I appreciate it. It's been a pretty busy week here on my end. I just wanted to share with everybody just a story about my kitten, because it's something I'm very grateful for. About, I don't know how long ago it was, probably about 2 months now, we lost our dear cat, Casco, who's a brave, fluffy, lovely cat who gives kisses. And I really can't remember a time where my son Cameron and that cat weren't curled up, you know, as a baby. I mean, we've had that cat forever, and passed away from cancer, and it was heart-wrenching and awful. And the day after, the cat was, I had to put the cat to sleep, but it was also heart-wrenching and awful. But a day after, I met my friend Karen True for coffee at Panera, and I was telling her that my cat died, and I was kind of a little bit weepy and teary. And she said, you know, I know it probably isn't the right time, but my best friend, her cat just had kittens. And I said, oh, boy, you know, I don't know if I want a kitten necessarily. I don't know. I'm so teary right now. I don't know what I want. But send me the picture, and, you know, I'll see, you know, how I feel. And so she sends me this picture, and it's this ginormous black cat with, there must have been like five black kittens and one gray one in the middle. And it was just completely meant to be at that moment, I think. And I wrote her back, and I'm like, okay, I don't know if I'm in the right frame of mind to make this decision, but, you know, put that cat on hold, and I'll see how I feel in a few weeks. So I get this email about probably about a week ago, and they said, are you still in the mood to have Gray Kitty? And I said, oh, why not, you know, kind of thing. And so we went and got this cat 2 nights ago. She weighs 2 pounds and is the cutest little thing I have ever
seen.
She
really is the cutest little thing. I've seen pictures. Oh, my gosh.
So, you can't replace Casco, but,
yeah.
You know, it sure fills your heart a little bit more, you know. Oh, she's so cute. And then
she really is.
Yeah, oh, cute. I don't know if cute's the right word for it. I mean, so she's in, kind of upstairs in my bathroom running around. She's this, like, little thing. She's about as big as my hand. And she's running around, and she's fearless, I tell you. Fearless. Funny. So anyway, that's my cat story, and I just wanted to share that with you. And I don't know, I've bugged Gary with it every step of the way, haven't I, Gary?
Well, I love the beauty of it. I mean, when we were talking about grateful, and that is, you know, how we attached we get to things. And of course, this unconditional love they exchange between a pet and yourself. So you're attached to Casco, and it's what the beauty here is that there's room in your heart for more. You've opened your heart for another, you know, little being, if you will, and to experience that and evolve. And that's the beauty about life. It's just this evolution. You know, we're not. It's like change. It's every day, every moment, you know, and just to be open to change. And you know, our hair grows, our stomach lining grows, you know, our heart expands when you least expect it, right? When you did that little exchange with the cats and so forth. And so you just opened your house, you opened your heart, you've opened, your kids opened their heart, and that love is just powerful.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, because we are just, we are so excited, the whole house. And Cameron was, I'm not supposed to say this, I guess not, but when we went to pick up the cat, it was just me and Cam. And, like, there were tears rolling down his face. Like, it was so cute. Yeah, oh, it was okay. And he's, you know, he's nearly 6 feet tall, and he's dressed in his baseball uniform to go pick up the kitten. And it was really adorable.
Oh, isn't that great as a mom? My goodness. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Because that was, you know, I think, the cat dying was heart-wrenching. And then just seeing him for a while was heart-wrenching, too, because, you know, he's just so darn sad. And, you know, you can hug, and you can, you know, you can, here's a cookie, you can do anything to try and console him. But in the end, you know, he's got to kind of console himself and figure his own way. And he's done some, as a 13-year-old kid, he's done some really interesting things. I just kind of silently observed what he's done, and, you know, he's got Casco's ashes on his shelf under one of his under one of his baseballs, and, you know, he's done some really cool things to keep Casco in his mind. So, pretty cool. I just lost that caller, and I was looking forward to her calling in. I had her from Twitter. I got to get her back. Hang on, you guys talk for 1 second. I'm going to get Mary Sarah back. Hang on. Hang on.
Well, good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Diane. I love that. I got your book. I started reading it. It's awesome.
Which
I love
one
it.
Did you get?
Inspired.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, I just got it a couple days ago.
Okay. I've been working on that book for a long time.
Like, what's a long time?
Like 30 years.
Your life's work.
Yeah, it is kind of a summary of, I've been a social worker counselor for 30 years, and it is kind of a summary of everything that I've learned, and it's kind of how I work my practice.
It's awesome.
That's cool.
It's awesome.
So what else are we grateful for today? How did your week go? What happened in your world, Gary?
Well, I'm about ready to head over to UCLA at the track. I'm meeting a few clients, and, you know, I've got body parts, right, titanium and screws and cobalt and all sorts of things in my body. So I'm so grateful to be able to go over there despite the things that, you know, I've been through, to be able to run track again. And yesterday I was on my bike for a 65-mile run, a ride with a few clients as well, and to just be out and just experience that. It kind of comes down to, like, doing what you love. I'm just so grateful to be able to do what I love and share that with others and see, you know, how they light up with movement and fresh air and, you know, oxygen and being able to...
Hang on, sorry. We have a caller. I just unmuted your line. Yeah, no, hang on 1 second. Go ahead.
I'm just so grateful to be able to get up and create some space and just anchor myself for my day and then to pop over there in a few minutes.
Yeah. All right, hang on 1 second. I'm going to pull this caller in. Hello, this is the Good Morning Gratitude Show. at California
Hello.
Institute. Hi, is this Mary Sarah Music?
Yes.
I was so excited to find you on Twitter this morning.
Oh my goodness, I know. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm actually, Friday, I am singing the national anthem for the Vanderbilt game, and I'm super excited. They're so sweet for the baseball game. It's 6 o'clock, so if you want to go, anybody, you should go,
no.
But I'm singing the national anthem.
Oh, that's so cool. Congratulations.
Yeah,
how did that happen for you?
Well, I actually just moved to Nashville back in August. And my manager lives in Music Row area, so close to Vanderbilt. And it just kind of, I think they saw one of my national anthems before and messaged me and was like, hey, why don't you come down and sing for the baseball game? And I was like, all right, let's do it.
It's fun. Gary, I thought this would be right up your alley.
Hey, well, yeah, no, is somebody videoing it or something? Could she post it on Facebook? I would love to. Oh, I can't be there, but I'm going to be there in spirit.
Yeah, no, I can totally do that. I will. I videotape a lot of the things I do, so I will.
That's so awesome.
Diane, isn't it cool the people
we
meet on
Twitter?
Diane, isn't it cool the people we meet on Twitter?
It is so cool. Oh, my gosh. It's just a whole world of just anything you could imagine.
I know. This year, I mean, I've had so many new friends just from Twitter. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is absolutely wild. And, you know, so tell me a little bit about yourself, because I can see you on Twitter, and I've chatted with you a little bit here and there, but you're a country music singer. And about how old are you?
Well, I'm 17. I turn 18 in about a month.
Yep.
So, but I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, raised in Texas, and then I just moved to Nashville. But I am, yes, a country music singer, and that's what I want to do. I like to sing, dance, do whatever, be a normal kid, so.
That's so cool.
That's
yeah,
me.
I've got a kid. I have a kiddo your age. He's about to be 18, and he's about to graduate from high school.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. I just had a couple of my friends graduate. I did an early graduation thing, so I kind of graduated early from a lot of my friends, but I got to go to their graduation, so it was exciting.
So that's a pretty big leap of faith for you to just up and move to Nashville.
It was, and I have to say, though, it was all in God's timing, because our whole family was kind of ready to do it, especially my sister goes to school in Murfreesboro, so she's already down there, so it kind of made it easier for us to just make the leap.
Is this something you're comfortable with, singing the national anthem? Is it something you regularly have done, or is this something new for you?
It was probably about a year ago when I started singing the national anthem, or maybe 2 years ago, that I kind of picked it up, and ever since I love doing it. It's always been a thing that I just kind of like, whenever I was asked, I was like, yeah, of course I'll do it. It's awesome. So I love it.
It's so giving.
Well, I'm always grateful for people. I love when people sing God Bless America or the National Anthem, you know, at sporting events. And I feel for their nerves. I mean, I can't even imagine doing that. And so do you have the words, like, written somewhere if you forget them? Or how does that go exactly really in real life when you're up there? Do you just, because some people get in front of a crowd and they forget everything, and some people just get in front of the crowd and do perfection. And I've heard you sing before, and I know it's perfection, and I'm wondering what your secret is.
Thank you, but I do get nervous. I mean, it is a song that I'm pretty sure everyone really gets nervous on. I had this one time where I did it and kind of like blacked out in the middle of the song, but I've done it, so not like blacked out, but like kind of like lost myself there and like didn't know if I sang it right, but supposedly I did. I've done it so much that I, like, did it right, and it made me so, so nervous. But I've kind of gotten over that now.
Okay.
Just because I've done it so much. I actually had a weekend for the NRA that I did it, like, 4 times for them. So it kind of, like, I got over it.
Yeah.
But it's always a little nervous kind of thing that you have. I think it's more excitement, too.
Sure. Aren't you in your element? Isn't it exciting? I mean, really? Like, you're in a flow? Doesn't it just flow, too, when you get it?
Yeah, well, yeah, once you start and you just kind of get in your zone, it's like you're there. But the other thing is right after I get done with it, if I'm ever, like, really nervous, I'm, like, so excited. I have, like, this rush of, like, I don't know, feelings. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just did that. Like, woo!
You know, I feel like I should connect you with Nathan Osmond. Do you know Nathan Osmond?
I don't.
Nathan Osmond, he's one of the Osmonds. And
I
know. He's been on the Best Ever You Show before. Oh, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, that would
be a beautiful wife and
connection.
Children. It really would be. If you tweet him at Nathan Osmond and or find him on Facebook and email him and just say, hey, Elizabeth told me to come find you, he's awesome. Such a great guy.
Oh, my gosh, I will.
Yeah, that'd be
That's
just
so
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, even if you come and watch him sing or do something, I mean, he's pure brilliance. And what I love most about him is he doesn't use his name to, you know, sure, he's an Osmond and all this stuff, but he's doing it on his own.
Yeah.
I really admire that about him.
And he's done it in his own way, too. I like that about him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great connect for her.
You know, and this comes from Yeah, I mean, I've got the Charlie, you know, that The Devil Went Down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul. You know, this coming from a girl
yeah.
who got that song memorized. That came on the gym the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God, I know those words. It was so funny.
That's a good song. I like
this?
That song.
I do, too. But, you know, but that comes from my dad listening to that song, like, on repeat as a kid, you know. And I didn't particularly, you know, sit and listen to country music all the time or anything, but my dad did. And so I just found that pretty funny for that song to come on. But anyway,
I've got a question. When you're in the middle of that, like when your favorite songs or even this national anthem, when it's over with, do you remember even half of it, or does it just flow through and then people have to bring up points and so forth, or do you watch the video?
I usually have my parents like tape a video because I do like seeing like what I did. Maybe if like. Didn't like sound good or maybe like to get a little better on like a couple parts, but it is kind of like when I start and like I'm done, I'm kind of like, oh wow, I really just did that, but I like, don't kind of remember parts of it. You're right because you kind of get into it and you just kind of get done and you're like, oh my gosh,
that's
but yeah, I always go through the video. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of flow. That's the beauty of when God meets your gift, you know, together in your voice. And that's just that flow. That's no different than an athlete. That's no different than an artist, you know. They're just in a flow, and they don't even remember. They're just channeling, and that's what's so awesome. I can't wait to see it.
So, Mary Sarah, I'm on your website, which is marysarahmusic.com. You've got a little bit of a tour coming up here. You're going to be in Nashville on June 3rd, and then you're going to be back in Omaha on June 15th at TD Ameritrade Park. But I noticed there's like overseas things going on with you too. There's like a little France.
I just figured out about a month ago that I was going to be able to go to France in August to headline a country music festival in Lyon. So I'm very,
That's
very
so
excited
cool.
about that.
That's
yeah,
it was my
wonderful.
First time like going overseas, so.
Really beautiful website, by the way. I'm just looking at it. That's
oh my gosh,
very
yeah.
nice.
You're so humble, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm just you, but you sang with the Oak Ridge Boys. Come on.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so cool. Aww, so, well, I know, just speaking from all of us here on the phone and everybody listening, I really look forward to seeing your career just, you know, blossom even more. I cannot wait to see all the things that you do. And I love that you've been on a Kids Bop tour. I couldn't have any more Kids Bop CDs in my home.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I can't even count, like, how many I have. I never really realized it. And then after the fact, when I went on the tour, I was like, wow, I actually do have a ton of CDs. So.
My kids used to, when they were little, not right now, they're a little bit older now, but when they were babies, they would always be like, Mom, we got to order that. That's the best CD. So I'd actually order those. And
I wasn't actually on any of the CDs.
Yeah.
So that was one thing. I was only on the tour, but
which is awesome.
Yeah, which was very. I mean, I absolutely loved it. I think that's when I really realized that singing was what I wanted to do because I love the touring aspect. It was just so fun.
Yeah. Well, we're very grateful for you and grateful to bump into you there on Twitter and learn more about you.
Yeah.
Gary and Diane, did you have any other questions?
No, just you're awesome, and you've already done
Aww.
It, so it's already amazing.
Yeah,
I
totally agree.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you. All right, we're gonna keep going here with the show, and thank you, Mary Sarah. It's MarySarahMusic.com, and you can just follow her career. She's right there on Twitter too. Are you Mary? Yeah, you're Mary Sarah Music on Twitter, and then you're also on Instagram and Facebook, and you're all over. And there's quite a lot
YouTube.
Of people following you. Yeah, YouTube for sure.
Yeah.
And are you friends with Lauren? Lauren Galley.
I know the name.
Yeah, that's another one for you. Yeah, I think she's following you, but yeah, you might.
Yeah,
so
I think that's how we know
Lauren.
Her.
Yeah, we have a website called Best Ever Teens. com, and I would love to feature you on there. So I'll have Lauren get in touch with you. It'd be really cool.
Yeah.
So all good things. So, all right, thanks for calling in, and have a beautiful day.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Bye. Take care. Bye. Isn't that cute? See, isn't that cool? Teens just rock.
Oh, man, yeah.
Fearless.
Like the kitten.
Just completely fearless. They're just doing what they love. They're just being themselves, you know. They haven't developed all of these little, challenges or blocks. I just love it.
You know, Diane, what kind of week did you have? I love your blog.
What kind of week did you say?
Uh-huh. Yeah, how was your week?
Oh, I had a wonderful week last week. It was so busy, and I love that. So I got to go to the Indy 500 race over the weekend, and it was so exciting this year.
Did you see when he won the medal that he pulled out of his pocket?
Yeah, that
was
powerful.
Is that the coolest thing in the world? Because I think he had visited someone in the hospital who was ill, and he had given her his medal, and then she gave it back to him the day before, and
It was so moving. It was amazing that he won. It was an incredible race. I was over there for several days and got to see a lot of really incredible races. We also had four women racing, and that's historical.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw that too.
There were little girls just wide-eyed everywhere, which was amazing. I've never seen so many little girls just... I don't know. It was just a beautiful thing. And, that medal. He had visited a girl in the hospital and given her his medal. And then he was carrying it yesterday when he won.
Mm-hmm.
And it you could tell it was so emotional for him and his wife. And
it was real.
It was a beautiful day. Yeah. And the rain held off for us. And it was great.
It was
Gary,
awesome. And, you know, The driver that was second, speaking of young people, right, was 21 years old.
Yeah.
So what you've got is you've got a 37-year-old, one of the oldest to ever win, and then in second place you've got one of the youngest.
Yeah, I got a rookie.
In the whole field, right? So that was what was powerful. It was like the Preakness, you know, with the 50-year-old jockey winning the Preakness. So it's like of all ages, right? It can be fearless at any age.
There were inspirational stories everywhere. Yeah.
Well, I loved what he said too. I guess he dreamed about winning. He visualized winning. He felt like he would win. You know, he might win or was going to win. And then when they interviewed him at the end, he said, "Boy, you know, I was, you know, of course, paying attention to driving and everything, but the crowd." He kept saying the crowd. The crowd was so inspiring, and that he won for the crowd. And I just, Gary, can you explain that phenomenon of what happens when you
well,
do
it's
something
a, it's
like
an
that?
Energy. It's like when you know, the older you get, you know, it's what we're talking about this morning, this gratefulness. You're so grateful to still be doing it, you know, the older you get, and to still even be driving. And so that's where he's at now. I mean, he's had that hunger, and he's had that, you know, chasing everything. And it's not what he's after right now. What he's after is he's being able to, experience the opportunity with all of his wisdom, knowing he's paid his dues, and it was just a matter of time. And this time, he connected to a higher power, a higher vibration. He connected to his dad. He connected to the gal with the metal, okay? And so he just brought in so much more energy, the crowd, and then he just gave it of himself, with his wisdom, with his skill. And just no different than, Mary Sarah there and getting in a flow. He got into a flow, all right? But if you listen to the radio in the last couple of laps when they were going to restart, he just said, I'm going for it despite whatever happens. So he left that hunger, that edge, right to the end. And then he let it all out, and he dug deep into a corner, and he took the lead, and then there was a yellow, so he won. So it's that experience all came together. So it's just a matter of patience. It's just a matter of, if you just looked at the story, how many times he crashed, how many times he was in the top five in the last few years, and the top 10 in the last 10 years, and he kept, something would happen. He'd scrape the wall, or he'd, have a mechanical. And he just kept paying his dues and just his patience and just stay with it. And there's such an amazing, so many amazing aspects of the story.
Oh, yeah.
And I love, Diane, what you said about the four women. The four women this time.
Wasn't
that
cool?
Gosh. Oh, it is so cool. They're just going to, somebody's going to have a breakthrough very soon here.
Oh, yeah.
It was really, there were a lot more people there. We've had a lot of kind of lean years at the track, and there were many more people there this year. And it was just inspiring moment after inspiring moment. The first thing on race day, the first people that they let in were victims from the Boston bombing.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And they just embraced them, and they walked what they call the red carpet. There is no red carpet, but, they were interviewed by TV and radio and just listening to some of their stories. So they started the day out with that, and, you just go up from there.
So I just need to keep an eye on time. We have 2 minutes left. So for anybody listening live, the show is going to cut off live, but we have some callers who I wanted to include in the show. So we're going to keep taping. And if you want to listen to the end of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/besteveryou. And also Good Morning Gratitude is featured all day long on blogtalkradio.com. So caller from the 412 area code, I have your line unmuted. Hello, how are you? Were you just listening, or would you like to share what you're grateful for or comment?
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon Depp. I'm on with Johnny Depp and Tim Burton on Sharon Depp Twitter. I saw your number through Mary Sarah, who sings country music, and I just wanted to call and pay my respects to the veterans for Memorial Day, to say hi to everybody and tell you that Johnny Depp sends his love, and we love you all, and I just wanted to say hello. I'm calling from Steeler Nation, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Thank you for calling.
Love you guys. Johnny Depp's in your corner. Tim Burton sends his love. And Helena Bonham Carter just had her birthday yesterday. She sends her love, too.
Oh, awesome. Happy birthday.
Love you guys. I just wanted to say hi and just catch us on Sharon Depp Twitter. Just don't forget, The Lone Ranger comes out July 3rd. So everybody get out to the theaters to promote Johnny's movie, because it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, we will, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
love
you.
You guys.
Have a beautiful day.
Love you too.
Have a great day today.
Bless you too, and lots of gratitude, and thank you for calling in, and best of luck to Johnny Depp and his movie.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
You guys.
Yeah,
we do. Oh, blessings to all of you.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite actors. So yeah, that's
awesome. Yeah, the best in the world. The best in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love you.
All
God bless.
Thank you.
We were riding the other day, and somebody yelled out the window, somebody just crashed. And so I was first on the scene, and so I had to call 911, and the cyclist crashed. And I swear, you know, the people that serve are just so, so deeply special. I mean, from the police that arrive to the fire department to the ambulance to the people at the UCLA hospital that we took him to, it was just so, so amazing. And that's just on a local level. And the young lady who just called in was just, you know, honoring all the people that serve around the world for us, too. So I just, my hat's off for her mentioning that and just having a simple little experience on a local level. But so many people give that make our life so much more smooth and so much more peaceful. I just appreciate it. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Yep. I second that wholeheartedly. There are so many people who just simply give to make our lives better.
Absolutely.
And I love the structure, the discipline. I love the focus, everything that goes along with that. I remember just a quick little story. My dad was in the service, you know, and I was this little kid, and he'd show me all this gear he had from serving and so forth, and he had his boots, and he would talk about his boots, and then you would have to shine your boots, and he showed me how to shine my boots, and you can appreciate this, Elizabeth, and that is, you know, I had the cleanest baseball shoes. When I played in the Little League all the way into high school, into college, into the pros, I just had the cleanest baseball shoes because my dad taught me how to clean a boot. I mean, it was just the simplest little things.
Cute. Well, I think we need to teach Cameron that. That's what came to mind right there.
Appreciate your stuff.
A pack of four boys that need to learn how to clean their baseball shoes. Yeah, thank you very much for being with us this morning. To everyone who called in, and Gary and Diane, I appreciate you all so much. And lots of love to everybody. Lots of good morning gratitude.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. Nice talking to you again, Diane.
Nice talking to you too, Gary.
All right. Have a beautiful day, everyone. And we'll see you next Monday with another Good Morning Gratitude show at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. All right. Take care and have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You Show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.